there, and welcome to the She Calls Her Shots podcast. Every week, we chat through different business building topics that will help you gain clarity around your goals, find inspiration in your journey, and also help you create a life and a business that you love. My name is Krista, and I'm a wedding and brand photographer and your go-to no-fluff business coach. In these episodes, we talk through both the tactical strategies, habits, and the mindset work that'll help you take those really big leaps. And we always focus on the real talk and the behind the scenes of what it takes to create a sustainable and a thriving business. Because let's be honest, the work isn't always glamorous, but it's always worth it. So girlfriend, let's make some moves and start calling our own shots. Hello, hello, friend, and welcome to this episode of the She Calls Her Shots podcast. First and foremost, welcome back. Thank you for joining me on this conversation. And I am thrilled about this topic because this is something that comes up so much for us as business owners, right? Like we, inside of our business, have something that we are selling. And 9 times out of 10, I'm having conversations with other especially women, but just creative business owners in general, that selling feels really difficult. And the really interesting thing here is that this is oftentimes the thing that trips us up the most in our business. Because what I find is that when selling feels hard, when we are uncomfortable selling, we step back and start to rely on just people coming to us, right? Like, what are the ways that I can grow my business that don't require me showing up, talking about my services, talking about what I offer to people? And a lot of times when I work with clients who feel stuck, especially, they feel like they're not getting clients. They feel like they are just, you know, they've taken a couple steps back. They don't know what to do to get more clients. A lot of the times, some of the issue is they're uncomfortable with selling. And so they've taken that step back and they're just hoping that people will come to them. They're hoping that if they just post more on Instagram or they, you know, do more of this or do more of that, right? Like, but not really actually coming forth and inviting people in to their services or their offers. This is where the disconnect often happens, because if we're not inviting people in, if we're not directly inviting people into what we do, and we're not communicating it consistently enough and in a really unique and fresh energy in a unique way, likely we are going to get to that point where we feel stagnant, we feel kind of stuck, and we're not really sure what to do to move forward. And if that's you, if you have felt like you've been in a season where things just aren't moving forward in the way that you've like, I would encourage you to first and foremost, know and remember that you are not alone in this. This is a conversation that I have time and time again with clients. It's a conversation I've had with myself, frankly, right? Like, this is something that we continuously need to be reminded about and to work on. But I would also encourage you to kind of dig a little deep and find how has this feeling of feeling stuck, right? Or this feeling of, I feel like I'm not getting clients, or I feel like things aren't moving as fast as I want them to. I would encourage you to dig a little deep, right? And come to a place where there's no judgment, there's no guilt, right? There's no shame, there's nothing wrong with you, but just getting clear about, is there something that I can own here? Am I maybe not showing up as much as I know that I should? Right? And this is actually a conversation I had with a one-on-one client this week. And I love when my clients are open and willing enough to do this work, right? Because at the end of the day, this is the work that's going to move your business forward, right? This deeper reflection is going to be the thing that actually helps you see the biggest transformation in business. And so I'm always so honored when my clients can show up so genuinely and honestly in these conversations. And we had a conversation, frankly, about, you know, how she felt like frustration, right? She felt some frustration that things weren't moving as fast or as quickly, or she wasn't booking as much as she wanted to book. And we got into this deeper conversation of, and I shared my own experience, right? Where when I have felt that in the past, what's often happening is that things aren't moving as quickly as I'd like them to move. And when I dig a little bit deeper, the surface layer feeling is frustration. I'm frustrated that my business isn't growing. But when I really dig into that frustration, what I find is that the deeper feeling is actually guilt and shame. And, you know, it's this deeper level of frustration because I know that I'm not doing the work that I could be doing and showing up in the ways that I could be showing up. And I'll bring this kind of forward with an example, right? So let's say that you work, maybe you work a full-time job and you have your business on the side. And so you're kind of doing both and juggling both. Chances are that outside of your full-time job, what you mostly have time to do, right, is like maintain your current clients, right? So whether that's actually going out and if you're a photographer, doing sessions, editing, if you have another, you know, a coaching business or another service-based business, you're actually providing the work for your clients in your quote unquote free time, right? The time outside of your full-time job. And so there's a good chance that there's things that you are not doing, right? Because maybe it's a lack of prioritization. Maybe it's, you know, you just kind of need to rework your schedule. But there's oftentimes things that are just not getting done that are actually helping you get more visibility, right? Actually helping you reach more people and potentially book more clients. But yet we'll still feel this frustration that things aren't moving forward as much as we'd want them to, right? But it's because we haven't actually set aside the time and energy and space to make ourselves more visible. Right? Or maybe you do work full-time in your business. I find that for a lot of us as business owners, right, it's hard managing our own schedule. We feel busy, we feel productive, we feel like we're doing things that make a difference. But when we really get down to what are our money-generating activities, when I can have this conversation with my clients, we often find that there's actually a lot of opportunity for them to change their priorities and change and shift the things that they're working on a day-to-day basis. And it's these small tweaks where if you actually focus on these money-generating activities just a little bit more, you'll actually find that it starts to move the needle. But sometimes we get lost in thinking, well, but I'm productive, I'm busy, I'm working on my business, and we just don't have that clarity or that understanding that the things that they're working on aren't necessarily the things that will move the needle the most. And I know you're probably like, Krista, I thought this episode was about selling. It is. But I want to start with that because I think that the key here is that the frustration right now might be feeling like, you know, I'm frustrated I'm not booking enough clients. I'm frustrated that this isn't moving the way that I'd like to. And one piece of the puzzle that we're going to talk about today is the idea of selling. But I say that first part because I want to just encourage you to dig a little deep and to recognize that there could be a lot of layers here, right? And I find that for me in my business, when I can start to take like real honest ownership over my time, what I'm doing, how I'm showing up, when I can get really curious and judgment-free about how I'm showing up, that's when I find that I can move the needle the most. Because if we can't have honest conversations with ourselves of how we're showing up and the things we're working on and what we're doing, it's going to be really hard to grow a business because we have to know honestly what's maybe not working and be willing and able and flexible to change it and tweak it and see what else might work better. So the conversation that we're going to have today is about selling specifically. And so again, so I had this conversation with a client this week and we kind of dug deep into the feelings around that. But I had actually just had a conversation today as I'm recording this with a different one-on-one client. And we talked specifically about selling. And she was mentioning how she has something that she's going to be hosting coming up, and she felt a little bit uncomfortable about selling at the end. Like she really just had this resistance. And so we started to talk through that, right? Because at the end of the day, we are businesses that provide services to our clients. We have to be comfortable selling, but there's a lot of reasons why we're often not comfortable selling and why we face a lot of resistance and we feel a lot of blocks around selling. And so it brought up this idea, right, where we are often so afraid of being pushy and being salesy that when we think about selling, we clam up, right? We just don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. We don't want to talk about our business. We just want to assume that if we talk about what we do, that our audience and potential clients will put the pieces together and say, oh, you do this, I need this, thus I'm going to work with you, right? But we want to just skip the selling part altogether where we actually have to invite people into the offer. But when we invite people in, this is where the magic happens. Because what we're going to talk about today is how you can sell in a way that is just so magnetic that your clients just naturally want to work with you and you don't actually even feel like you're selling in the process. Because a lot of us have bought into this idea when, and I encourage you, right? When you think of selling, I want you to think about that right now. If someone brings up the word selling, what does that bring up in you? What thoughts does it bring up? What are some words you associate with selling? For a lot of my clients, it's, you know, pushy, uncomfortable, awkward, you know, all of these negative terms. But there's actually a much easier way of selling that doesn't involve any of that. But here's a few things that trips us up. When it comes to selling, what I found from working with clients, what I found from my own journey after 12 plus years of growing a business, a lot of times the reason we feel so uncomfortable selling is because we're not actually 100% confident in what we're offering. And I really want you to sit with that one honestly for a minute. Because when I say that we don't feel 100% confident in what we offer, for a lot of us, a lot of that has to do with we're not 100% confident in ourselves. There's often a lot of self-doubt. There's often a lot of fear of failure, a lack of confidence. Right? There's this imposter syndrome. There's this, we're not fully confident in ourselves, which means we're not fully confident in our services, in what we're offering to our clients. And so a lot of the times this resistance that comes up is this natural feeling of, you know, if I don't feel confident in what it is that I'm selling, of course, I'm not going to talk about it that often. Of course, it's going to feel uncomfortable to talk about this with people. And so I want to have this conversation today. You and I here, I've got my coffee. I'm ready, right? Like, let's dive into this because at the end of the day, your business is here to serve people, yourself, your family, and others. And this confidence piece is so critical, right? And so let's talk through this. What is it that doesn't feel 100% aligned or confident for you right now? Is it that you feel like you're not good enough, right? Is it because you feel like you're uncomfortable with your pricing? You're worried that people wouldn't actually pay, you know, the price that you want to charge? Is it, you know, and here's the thing. Sometimes your offer can be perfectly structured. You actually might not have any qualms or any worries or fears about your actual offer itself. If you're a photographer and you're confident in your packages and your prices, the package itself might look great. You might be like, yep, sounds good. Everything looks great. But how do you feel actually owning the fact that this is your offer, right? Like this is your experience that you're providing. When you go to invite someone into this photography package, do you feel confident in this being your package and your offer? It might check all the boxes and say, yep, this sounds right based on my market, based on what people are charging. All of that could click and make sense for you. But can you actually say that offer to someone and feel it deep down that I am worth this? Like I can charge this and I am comfortable charging this. Because sometimes it's not a lack of confidence in the actual offer. It's a lack of confidence in us to be able to provide what it is that we say that we're going to provide. And so do you fully understand the value that you're providing to someone? And so often I think when we think about selling, we feel like we need to sell the actual offer, right? Like all of the details of what it includes. So oftentimes I find with other coaches that I've worked with, when you have built out a coaching package, you feel the need to have to share every single thing that the coaching package includes because in your head, you think that that's where the value is. The value is in the amount of calls. The value is in, you know, what you're actually providing to them. As a photographer, the value is in the amount of hours of coverage or the size of the album or how many pages are in the album, right? We completely skip over the thing that people actually care about. People don't care about the number of pages in an album or how many coaching calls they get. The thing that's actually going to make a difference is, can you help me get from where I am right now to where I want to go? And so sometimes this lack of confidence that we feel is because we're focusing on the wrong things. We're focusing on trying to create this thing that sounds like it's going to provide all of this value. But what are you providing outside of those tangible items? How are you helping people get from where they are now to where they want to go? And it's not until we fully feel excited and confident in that value where we can really step up and say, this is why you want to work with me, right? Like, this is what you're actually going to get when we work together. When you have that level of excitement and clarity, that's when it really starts to move the needle forward. Because people can tell when you're trying to sell them on a quantity of things that they're going to receive, but oftentimes that leads to them being unclear about the quality of the item they're actually getting. Because we're focusing so much on expressing the tangible things that they're going to get that we forget to communicate the intangible, which is often the thing that people are actually looking for. And so I want to encourage you to take some time today to think about, what is it that I actually provide? As a coach, what am I actually helping people do? And if you don't feel clear about that, I don't want you to feel any guilt or shame around that, because this is a beautiful invitation for you right now. Because once you get clear on what you help people do, maybe you help someone get from point A to point B, right? It doesn't have to be from point A to point Z. Maybe you just help people go through a couple of steps, but getting really clear on what is it that they need. What are they experiencing on a day-to-day basis? What are the feelings that they're feeling? What are they looking for relief from or for? What are the things they're actually experiencing that I help them with? And if you're a photographer, you might think, well, you know, I just shoot weddings, right? They're not actually looking for a transformation. I would encourage you to think differently about that, because every single person hiring someone is looking for something beyond the service, right? And you might hear people say, like, you know, of course they're going to be price shoppers. Of course there are going to be people who only care about the number and quantity of things that are included. But I would challenge you to ask yourself, is that your ideal client? Hey friend, I want to make sure you know about my upcoming free workshop, Seasons of Growth. This workshop is going to be super valuable to photographers that want to learn how to maintain a thriving photography business in the midst of the slower seasons. I know how frustrating it can feel when inquiries aren't coming in, especially when you see other photographers booking out their sessions consistently. This workshop is going to be classroom style and super interactive, meaning that you're going to get real-time coaching from me on how you can create more momentum and visibility inside your business, meaning more inquiries coming in and more booked clients. These are the same strategies that I've used to help my one-to-one clients book more sessions, and I'm bringing them all to you during the workshop. You can learn more and save your spot by visiting heykristamarie.com/workshop. I can't wait to see you there. Is that your ideal client? And if the answer is no, then know that there will be people out there that are only looking for that, and be okay with releasing them and knowing that they are not the right fit for you, right? Because we all know if we're trying to get for, like, optimize for the price shoppers, you're always still going to be too expensive for someone. It doesn't matter. You could change your prices till the cows come home. You're still always going to be too expensive for someone. So releasing that pressure, right? Okay, this person is not right for me, right? So let's just get rid of that. Let's throw that thought out the window. So what is it that I'm actually providing? What's the thing that I'm providing outside of the actual service? You're providing an outlet for a couple to feel fully seen, to feel fully cared for, to feel supported, right? You are cheering them on. You are helping them make decisions. You are their support system. How many times, and I say this because how many times, if you are a wedding photographer, do you feel like you're also, like, low key a therapist, right? How many times as wedding photographers have we had to help couples through navigating some tough situations, right? Maybe you've had conversations with couples who are, you know, maybe they, someone that they care about is no longer attending the wedding. And, you know, they're worried about how that's going to affect the photos or, you know, the blah, 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 whatever. How many times have we had to help people through that? So your job is so much more than just providing the service. And so I encourage you to dig deep and figure out what is it that you're actually providing. Because when you can feel confident in everything that actually goes into creating your services and your offers, when you feel that level of confidence and clarity, you are going to feel so much better about quote unquote selling and inviting people into your services, because you know that you're providing so much more and that they're going to get so much more than they actually are aware of, right? Like the end result is going to be so much more than anything you could even try to communicate with them. So first and foremost, right? Getting super clear and confident around the value that you provide, right? Number one. And you probably hear that and you're like, okay, great, Krista, but then how do I actually talk about it, right? Like I feel confident in it. I feel like I provide a lot of value, but I still feel uncomfortable actually selling. Then the next thing I think it's so important to focus on is how can we flip the script on how we think about selling, right? How can we not focus so much on feeling like we need to sell and focus more on inviting? And I've used this word already a couple times in the podcast. You're like, you keep saying inviting. What does that mean? We are all sovereign human beings. And what I mean by that is we all have the ability, the tools, the resources to be able to make our own decisions. We all have the ability to, you know, self-soothe, to help ourselves, right? We are all sovereign beings. And some of us, right, we all kind of make decisions a little bit differently. Some of us really trust in our gut. Some of us really just have that gut feeling. When we see something that we think is right for us, we feel it in our gut. We feel it in that intuition. Some of us are more head thinkers, right? Some of us really kind of hear the facts and hear the, you know, the things that we know will actually help us, right? We have to like hear it and process it in our heads. Some of us are more heart focused, right? We just kind of, we feel it. We feel that connection. We feel that peace where it's just this relationship piece. And that's the thing that sells us. But at the end of the day, we're all capable of making these decisions, and our body is in some way going to tell us whether something is the right fit. And I share that with you because I want to encourage you. It is not necessarily your job to convince somebody that they should work with you. And I really want you to sit with that. It is not your job to convince somebody. And I think that's where sales, there's this overlap where we feel like we need to convince. There's this like pressure that we have to put on. We have to tell people why they need to work with us. And it's this convincing part that turns us off from sales. But I want you to think about something that you purchased recently that was just like a heck yes feeling, right? Whether you felt it in your gut, whether you felt that connection piece in your heart, whether you, it just logically made sense in your head for you to buy something. Chances are someone didn't have to sit here and sell you and convince you of it. Whatever product or service that was, it filled a need that you had. You had a desire. Something felt off, right? You needed something. There was something lacking. You found something that provided a solution, and something in your body told you, this is for me. This is what I need. This is going to solve this problem, right? And so I want to encourage you as business owners, the same thing. So this focus on inviting, right, is just taking the pressure off of yourself. You don't need to convince anybody. You don't need to pressure somebody into it. Your only job is to be super confident and trust in the value that you provide and the offer and the service that you have, invite people into it, and just take off the rest of the pressure, right? So how can you invite people in a way that feels really good to you, right? And so part of this, I feel like we can't talk about selling without at least touching on marketing, right? So when we think about this, If we flip this script on selling, if instead of feeling like we need to sell, and we're focusing on inviting, what would that mean in how you show up in your marketing? Right? So I think about this, I'll talk about this from a coaching perspective, and I'll hopefully be able to provide a couple of other examples for you to relate. But from a coaching perspective, oftentimes I see a lot of coaches feel like, again, we need to show up and sell, right? Convince. Let me tell them why I'm the person that they should work with. But we lose sight of the supernatural, easy ways that we can invite people in. And so I'll share a personal example, actually. I work with clients one-on-one, right? I have my one-on-one coaching program and I have my group coaching program. And I have found that the most impactful and the best ways for me to quote unquote sell or market my coaching is by just showing up, like talking about the coaching that I'm doing. So there was a one-on-one client call that I had a couple of months ago where I got off the call and I could just still feel the energy from it. It was such a great call and we made such great progress. And I showed up on social media in my stories and I talked about it. And I just talked about why I was so grateful for the clients that I have and what we talked through and what we worked through, right? I just showed up and shared in the most natural, authentic way. And I get more engagement and inquiries from those kinds of stories and shares than I'll ever get from just blindly posting about my programs and what I offer, right? People connect with other people. People connect with that relationship piece. This is how we make selling feel easy, right? As a photographer, I encourage you to show up. How often are you showing up and just adding value from the things that are already showing up or that you're already doing in your life? I can promise you that there are things that you are doing that you could show up more and talk about that people would connect and relate to so much more than just showing up to say, book me for your wedding event portraits, you know, right? Like any interactions that you have with your clients, anything you're doing to work on your business, sharing your heart behind what you do, inviting people into that part of your business, inviting them into this deeper meaning, right, is going to be so much more impactful than just showing up and feeling like you need to convince someone or remind people to work with you, right? And so I just want to encourage you, how will doing this change the way that you show up in your marketing? How can you take this, right? Like this idea of inviting people in, sharing from your heart, sharing from just this deeper place. How can you show up and do that more easily? Because here's the thing, the more easy that you can make it for yourself to show up in these super authentic ways, right? I didn't have to think about what I was going to say when I showed up in that story, right? I just felt the energy. It was right after the call. It was in the moment. And I just showed up as the most authentic, natural version of me. There was no second guessing it. I made it so easy. And people are going to connect with that energy. And so I want to encourage you to show up with that kind of energy more often, because when you can make it so easy on yourself, chances are you're going to show up more consistently because you don't have to like sit here and overplan or think about or what are you going to say, right? Just start getting used to showing up with your natural energy because people are going to connect with that natural version of you. They will be attracted to that. There will be something inside of that that says, oh my gosh, I feel this connection. I can feel that energy. I'm curious to learn more. Right? And maybe you invite them in, you don't have to do it in every single time you show up. You don't always have to be reminding people, and by the way, book me, right? Like, I don't think that that's necessary every single time, because if you start to make it necessary, you're all of a sudden now putting a requirement on how you show up. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to first and foremost, just focus on how can I make this the most authentic, natural way of me showing up? Because here's the thing, selling doesn't have to feel so hard. It does not have to feel hard. And actually, selling and inviting people in can become one of the most natural parts of your business once you've learned how you can change your beliefs around it. When you can change your beliefs on what selling means, and you can fully embody that and show up in those ways, selling can feel like the most natural part of your business because you are baking it into you just showing up as you. You showing up and talking naturally and organically about what you're doing in your life. And that's going to be the thing that's going to resonate with people so much more than just these posts that kind of have no deeper like heart or connection to it, right? And so my goal for this episode today is for you to walk away and ask yourself, how can I, number one, what are my beliefs around selling? When I hear the word selling, what comes up for me? Because it's really important to know where we're starting from, right? How many beliefs do we need to change, or what are the perspective shifts that we need to have, right? Because if you feel resistance around even just using the word selling, if you're like, it feels really gross to me, that means you still have some work to do around, again, like the offer that you have, the confidence you have behind it, the value that you have, right? Like, do you actually feel that you provide a value to your clients, right? So figuring out kind of where you're starting from, getting really clear on that, and then figuring out, how can I take the pressure off of myself? Remember that it is not my job to convince people. It's not my job to have to feel like I have to pressure people into working with me. And instead, what are some areas and opportunities in my day-to-day life where I can just show up and share my heart, share what I'm doing, invite people in, right? Take all of the pressure off of what each post needs to be or how each post needs to bring in something, right? Remove all of that garbage. I call it garbage because it's garbage. Like, remove all of that and let yourself just so show up freely, show up authentically, share your heart more. And I promise you that selling can start to feel so much more natural and easy when you can eliminate all of the beliefs and the pressure that you have put onto yourself up until this point. So I hope that this was helpful. I know that this is a big topic. This is something that necessarily won't be changed in one conversation. So I want you to give yourself grace and understanding that this is something that might be a process and it might take some time. And if you're looking for more support around how you can just do more natural selling, how you can just kind of infuse this more naturally into your business to help you grow, I would absolutely love to invite you to join me inside of Amplify, my group coaching program. Because inside of Amplify, right, we're focused on building a business in a way that feels aligned and that allows us to thrive in our day-to-day life. And my commitment, right, just as I show up here on the podcast, my commitment is to help you grow a business without the excess, without the complication, right? Because after 12 years of growing a photography business, my mission was to develop a community and a program where you could have ongoing group coaching support, right? So women creatives, business owners, a space where you can show up in all of your seasons, in your seasons of growth, in your seasons where it feels a little bit slower, in your seasons where you're building, in your seasons where you're transitioning from one product or service to another, right? Like all of the seasons of growth, anywhere in between. My goal is to help you get the support that you need to create this business that feels fully aligned, where you can reach that next level of growth. And so I would just encourage you, right? Like, this is not meant to be done alone. Growth is not meant to be done in a vacuum, right? We all need support. And so I encourage you, whether that's inside Amplify, whether that's listening to this podcast, whether it's, you know, diving deep and reaching out to a mentor or a friend, like, I just encourage you, continue to get the support that you need to be able to show up as your most authentic, natural, glowing, amazing self. So you can learn more about Amplify if you go to heykristinmarie.com/Amplify. You can learn more about it there. I would also love to hop on a call for you. We can hop on a 30-minute clarity call if you're curious to learn more, but you want to actually talk to me, and we can learn more about your goals, your growth, where you are, and if it would be the right fit for you. But I just want to encourage you, number one, you're doing amazing. Keep showing up. even if it feels like a slow time, right? Like going through this and just getting really honest about how can I become more confident in what it is that I provide, because that confidence is going to be the thing that helps you to continue showing up, right? So all that to say, thank you so much for being here. I just honor this time with you so much, and I appreciate you being here. And I will see you over in the next episode. One last thing before you go, I'd absolutely love it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts, or if you've already left a review, I'd love for you to share this episode with your business bestie. I love getting to shout out my listeners on the show, and the more listeners that we have, the more that I can help others create a thriving and sustainable business too. Thank you so much again for being a part of this community, and I can't wait to hear your takeaways from today's episode.